And what could go wrong? 844-967-2789. Last half hour of Matt Flynn Direct. And I got to tell you, man, this just... GOP bill would authorize high school gun class. That sounds like a good idea. High schools would be able to offer a gun safety course statewide under a Republican-authored bill that came before an Assembly Education Committee for a public hearing Wednesday. Oh, my God, yeah. Democratic Governor Tony Evers, a former state superintendent and educator who has encouraged the legislature to pass gun control legislation, right, so we don't have kids from Illinois coming in here and just, you know, shooting people in the street and not going to prison or anything either. But, you know, we just don't want people to do that, right? He would almost certainly veto the bill, you think? The bill would require the state superintendent to create a curriculum that includes information on the different types of mechanisms of firearms and ammunition, the principles of firearm safety, the location of safety devices, how to load and unload a gun. By the way, I'll stop with that for a second because the Republicans did have these gun owners and gun dealers, clowns, come into their legislature to show them the exact thing, how to use firearms, how to load them, how to, you know, aim, how to do that. Because what, everybody's coming to the Republicans in the Capitol, right? So they pass a bill to make it legal to bring guns in there. And then they learn how to use them, too. And I mention that because these same two guys were the ones that, you know, cheap-shotted me and had me in a headlock. And I was going to swing back, man. And my girlfriend's like, no. And then chief of police took me downstairs and said, I'm not, you know, I just wanted to get you out of there. And, you know, they were charged with assault. But, you know, I'm the guy they need to be worried about, right? That's what they'd have you believe. Bill co-author Rep. Trigg Pronshinsky, Republican from Mondovi, said Wednesday the bill would lead to proper gun usage and fewer dangerous gun incidents. The level of ignorance with that statement. Critics of the bill have said that we should not educate kids on firearms because it could be dangerous. I mean, we can't even use them, you know, as stunt guns in Hollywood without having issues there, Mr. Legislator. This is ridiculous. We educate youth on drugs and sex. We certainly don't want kids to try heroin or to have unintended pregnancies. Education is key to safety and is almost in every aspect of life. Oh, my God. Wisconsin. And I mean, what, apparently there's enough of you people that think that what you want to teach your kids how to use guns and carry them to school, right? That's everybody have a gun. That's what the Republican plan is, to make it a safer place because it will be less dangerous. I mean, I'm going to just pound on this guy. When do they start their next session? I'm going to be at his office. I'm going to be, you know, what an idiot. And I won't be carrying a gun. See? But he's, you know... Where do they come up with these people? And why do you vote for somebody like that? Do you really believe that's a good idea? We educate kids on drugs and sex? Yeah, we educate them to not use them and know when it's supposed to be used and when it would be responsible and how to take care of this and that. Learning to use a gun only means one thing. You're prepared to kill somebody. That's outrageous, man. I can't even believe this, man. This guy gets dork of the day, huh? But it's up and down the Republican Party everywhere you go. There's a whole network going into, you know, the school boards and the city councils and the county boards and everything. Let's get these right-wing Trumpers in there, man. Come on, man. Let's do this. Let's destroy democracy in America once and for all, even though it's never really been fair for a whole lot of people. And that's why some people are like, yeah, but bring it on. Not like I haven't seen this before. My whole life's been like this. I've been denied access my whole life. I don't care. Let you find out what it's like. Frustrating, man. Hey, we've got callers lining up. We'll go to Robert in West Allis. Welcome, Robert.
Morning. Thank you. Yeah, it's a little frustrating. So, you know, when you offer no solutions, no policy prescriptions, you really can't attract voters with anything that's being offered, I guess, you know. And then you're working to suppress people. I guess, you know, the idea is, well, now you got to be armed because, you know, these voters might get a little pissed off when they realize who you're really working for. But, yeah, it's crazy. They want to have every level of government. They want these people armed from the school board all the way up to the state house. Really, I wanted to change topics. I wanted to ask you what your thought was of the Senate race. You know, the one that I've really been supporting is Sarah Gadlewski. You know, she's won statewide twice. And in polling, you know, she seems to be beating Ron Johnson. The other candidates, I'm worried that, you know, Alex Lazary is going to be kind of cast as someone with no experience at Mandela Barnes, you know, just based on the nature of their makeup of our state, that, you know, they may try to cast him as kind of the other, you know, the community I live in, you know, in the locker room when the Kenosha team came to play, you know, there were notes with the N-word on them. So there are some, I guess, people in the state that are pretty backwards thinking, but, you know, I haven't had a chance to hear those interviews who's been doing with the candidates. I was wondering what your thoughts were and who you liked and what you're seeing, you know, out of the plate of people that want a primary.
Excellent, Robert. Thank you. You kind of did a pretty good job yourself there, okay? Kind of summed up. Tom Nelson doesn't get enough coverage, okay? I think he goes along probably with the most progressive policies. Alex Lazary, with what the Bucks have done, and I've, you know, he's a pretty smart guy, right? And he's much more progressive than Ron Johnson, right? And even centrist Democrats that I know of. And then, but, you know, Sarah, there's just something about her that I liked right off the bat, too. I just don't think that they can crack her on anything. And, yeah, maybe you're right. Mandela, they're all better than Ron Johnson, right? So it's not the blue no matter who, but whichever candidate wins the hearts and minds of Wisconsin is going to hopefully crunch Ron Johnson. The thing about these, you know, statewide elections and stuff, you just can't gerrymander them enough. So that's why we did better, you know, on the national level. Except for when you get to the congressional districts that are just, you know, a lot of those people that, like you said, you know, they don't mind using racism. They don't mind using sexism. They're ready to bring a gun. I mean, everywhere. Everybody wants to bring guns everywhere. Can't bring them into church, but then people go into church and slaughter people. So what, you think the answer is to arm people at church? This is outlaw Josie Wales stuff, man. And actually, in the Old West, you know, we already know that they couldn't go into the taverns and stuff until they stopped off and dropped their gun with the sheriff, man. They had regulations. But that's the whole thing about the Republican Party. It's about deregulating, you know, so you can just strip mine the whole everything from everything, man. Just all decency, no democracy. Just getting rid of all our resources, blowing everything up, wasting money on deals like Foxconn, but couldn't put on high-speed rail. I mean, I wonder why Republicans wouldn't want high-speed rail. Better for the environment? Get you there faster? Look at the trains in China, how fast they get somewhere that takes 3 or 4 days for our train to get there. Oh, we got time to take CJ before the break? CJ, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Well, I'm sure you do because you usually only give me one sentence. But first off, sorry to hear about your brother.
Yeah, you know, it's life. It's Wisconsin, too. I told you, 25% hike in fatalities. Part of that was because of the virus. You know, the combination of, you know, alcoholic behavior and a virus can, you know, your immune system's broke down. But it is sad. But it's nothing new, especially in Wisconsin.
Well, it sure was fun. Needless to say, we weren't a very good basketball team, so we loved to watch you guys wrestle. time Gundy used to practice his moves on me.
Hey, you know, he was like the best basketball player in our class till he decided to, you know, go to high school and start wrestling. That's how good an athlete he was to be able to go to state 3 years when you just start, you know, at 15 years old. But, you know, he was a natural athlete, and you guys lost your best power forward for sure.
Well, you know, I got my my gun training at the Stoughton Conservation Club.
So did I, man. That was different, though. These guys, listen, CJ, before you go there, I want you to know that we're talking about bringing in rifles and handguns and everything else. We're not talking about the shotguns or the 22s or the, you know, the over-unders that we had, those cool guns where the top was a 410 and the bottom was a 20 gauge. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about teaching kids how to responsibly, you know, use guns to hunt. We still have that. In fact, well, I will let you know, the Republicans made it a lot easier, dude. You can take your toddler with you on one of those ATVs out in the snow, and there's no age limit. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, actually, I called about, you said any topic.
Bring it.
And I'm going to, okay, well, how about Joe Biden's success stories? Which there are pretty much none. And first off, I believe in legal immigration, not what your party is promising and showing. See, that's why you guys are going to lose big in November. People see this. 175,000 every month that we've documented come across the border, that we've caught, that have actually turned themselves in because they know they can stay here.
Now you know why people don't give you any time to talk, CJ. You do the same thing every time. You punch down on immigration. You punch down on poor people that are brown. That's what that's all about. It doesn't have any effect on your life, dude. There's no negative effect to people coming here. In fact, that's how your ancestors got here, dude. You're the illegal immigrant.